Hi, I'm Carl Azus. Fridays are awesome on CNN Student News. 10 minutes of commercial-free headlines, our free online news quiz, and of course, your weekend. You can't beat that. Let's get this started. Congress has a new investigation going on. Committee is trying to figure out whether the Fort Hood Army shootings could have been prevented. Two of the reasons why. One, there's a two-year-old memo that's getting a lot of attention. It reportedly says that Nidal Hassan, the man accused of the shootings, had bad judgment and wasn't very professional in his work as an Army psychiatrist. Two, some of the doctors who worked with Hassan say he was known for having extreme religious views. So Congress's investigation is looking into whether Army officials paid enough attention to these reports. This isn't the only investigation into the Fort Hood shootings.
The Department of Defense will conduct a separate review to ensure the safety and health of DOD employees and their families. We do not enter this process with any preconceived notions. However, it is prudent to determine immediately whether there are internal weaknesses or procedural shortcomings in the department that could make us vulnerable in the future.
This is your captain. We're going to be delayed. Not something you want to hear in a plane. Interesting reason for yesterday's delays, though. A computer glitch. A system in Atlanta, Georgia, and Salt Lake City, Utah, went down for 5 hours yesterday morning. It was unable to automatically set up flight plans for planes, so air traffic controllers had to do it themselves, which takes longer. Not a safety problem, according to the Federal Aviation Administration, but a serious efficiency problem that led to delays and cancellations across the country. College students locking arms, sitting down, and staying put at UCLA couldn't stop a hike in their tuition. That's the fee you pay to go to college, and California is raising that 32%, very significant. The state's also cutting down on what it spends, all because its budget is just running out of money. Officials say they will increase the amount of financial aid they give to some low- and middle-income students, though. Thelma Gutierrez was on the scene of the protest.
I'm currently a fourth-year English major. I'm already working two jobs, so then I would have to find some other job probably on the weekends.
No cuts, no fees. Education should be free. I'm here protesting the increased fees for UC tuition. They want to raise it by 32% for this coming winter, and then an extra 32% for next year. And that's just something me and my family really can't afford to pay.